BBC News. Police in Western India have detained 9 people in connection with the collapse of a pedestrian bridge that killed at least 140 people. A private company had spent 7 months renovating the suspension bridge in Morbi City in Gujarat state before reopening it last Wednesday. City officials said they had not issued a safety certificate following the repairs. The Iranian authorities say that 1,000 people have been charged in Tehran over the anti-government protests that have lasted for more than 6 weeks. The semi-official Tasnim news agency says the trials will be held in public. The announcement comes as students are continuing to protest at a number of universities. Activists say that at least 34 children have so far been killed during the unrest. The Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has been touring some of the areas affected by the vast tropical storm over the weekend. Nearly 100 people were killed and dozens injured. Mr. Marcos said preemptive evacuations had saved many lives, but that there had been significant damage to infrastructure. The UN Children's Agency outlined the kind of help that was needed.
Children need some of the most basic items, and the first is safe water. We know that flooding and intense rain can lead to deadly disease outbreaks. We need hygiene kits, nutritious food, but also psychosocial support and protection for families and for children.
New research has found that the extinction of Neanderthals may not have been due to fighting or disease, but the result of sex. The study suggests that interbreeding with early humans may have reduced the number of Neanderthals mating with each other, leading to their ultimate demise. The scientists argue that this would also explain why modern-day humans outside Africa have roughly 2% of Neanderthal DNA. BBC News.